From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Arnold Schwarzenegger is making the rounds in Sacramento today. He's getting to know the party leaders he'll need to work with as he takes on his latest role. California lawmakers will be trying to size up their governor-elect, too. NPR's John McChesney has been speaking with people who worked with Schwarzenegger in Hollywood about what he's like and how he may fare in the state capitol.
Talk to nearly anyone who has known Schwarzenegger in the movie business, and two words pop up immediately. Donna Dubrow is a film producer who worked with the actor on two movies.
Confidence is probably, if you're going to take the, you know, one word that is going to describe Arnold, it's confidence. He's confident in everything that he does.
Lou Pitt was Schwarzenegger's agent for 15 years during the actor's climb to worldwide fame.
If I had to use one word, I would say focus. I mean, he's very focused and very centered on what his agenda is and what it was.
Confidence and focus, coupled with a powerful will and a deliberate one-step-at-a-time strategy for personal development. Lou Pitt thinks all of this can be traced back to Schwarzenegger's bodybuilding past.
He would work on a very specific area, you know, maybe it was his thighs, you know, or biceps or whatever, and to just be very specific about the direction and what he wanted to accomplish.
Following the success of the first Terminator movie in 1984, Pitt and Schwarzenegger used the bodybuilding model to pump up the actor's career. They set out to add 10% to his audience with every new film.
We just did it incrementally and just used 10% as a sort of a benchmark.
And it worked.
It worked in an incredible way.
That incredible way turned Schwarzenegger into one of the biggest earners in Hollywood history. The actor shopped carefully for directors to make his films. In 1987, he picked John McTiernan to make Predator. McTiernan at the time was not well known, but Predator became the actor's biggest success to date, grossing nearly $60 million. Schwarzenegger not only picked his directors and producers carefully, he also worked with them on nearly every aspect of the filmmaking process, things like production design, lighting, and camera angles. Producer Arnold Kolpelson, an unabashed Schwarzenegger booster, says most actors come to the set, do their lines, and go away. But not Schwarzenegger, who took an interest in every detail of the movie Eraser, made with Kolpelson in 1996.
He is extremely adept at numbers. People probably do not know this, but we were working on a budget that was approaching $90 million, and we were trying to make cuts, and Arnold was very astute on how we could change the script and bring the budgeting down. He would question items. He is an astute businessman.
Kolpelson, who has worked with many Hollywood stars, says that Schwarzenegger is also one of the funniest men in the business. Kolpelson is an older man, not athletic, but he would work out with the actor in his trailer on the set.
And we'd be talking about the movie. He never stops at what he's doing. The fact that he's doing reps and laughing at me, he used to say, "You look like the before, not the after."
Schwarzenegger appears to elude another Hollywood stereotype, the temperamental, foot-stamping superstar who stalks off the set and sulks in a trailer. Agent Lou Pitt tells a story he says illustrates the actor's unflappable, collaborative attitude on the set of Terminator 2, where he was working with director James Cameron.
He had gone through about 4 hours of makeup, and by the time Jim got to him, it was about 5 o'clock that day, and he had gotten there like 5 o'clock that morning, and Jim Cameron came into the trailer and said, "Arnold, I don't think we're going to get to you today." And he said, "Okay, you know, I'll see you tomorrow." You know, there was no acrimony, there was no rage or anger or display of emotion or anything. That's what I'm getting paid for.
Paid indeed. The film grossed $205 million, Schwarzenegger's biggest success ever. Willfulness, self-confidence, focus, hands-on collaboration, and meticulous management of his own image. All these are descriptors used by those who know him in Hollywood. And his campaign for governor was a masterpiece of image management. At one stop, an old white sedan labeled as the Governor Gray Davis car tax was crushed under a huge wrecking ball to illustrate the actor's opposition to the tripling of California's car tax.
I brought some of my Hollywood pals here so I can show you exactly what we're going to do to the car tax when I get to Sacramento. I will immediately destroy the car tax. So watch what's going to happen over there to a car. Hasta la vista, baby, to the car tax. Thank you very much, all of you.
That image dominated the day's television coverage. Schwarzenegger, by the way, would have had the car blown up, but that was nixed for safety reasons. So, will a former actor's strong personality and his Hollywood experience stand him in good stead in Sacramento? Film producer Donna Dubrow.
I don't think any of us know that answer. I don't think anybody knows. I don't even think anybody thought about that.
What California voters apparently did think was that they'd had enough of experienced politicians like Gray Davis and Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, and they were willing to gamble on an inexperienced celebrity. And many of Schwarzenegger's former co-workers believe that gamble will pay off. After all, they say, politics is a form of salesmanship, and he's a master at that. Others, though, believe that the governor-elect's personality may betray him. University of Maryland political science professor Thomas Schaller harks back to the actor's early statements made in the documentary movie Pumping Iron. There, Schwarzenegger said, "I was always dreaming about very powerful people, dictators, and things like that."
There's a certain megalomaniacal sort of drive that underlies his need for affirmation through the political process. And I think what he's going to find is that you don't often get that kind of adulation unfiltered from governing that you do from being a movie star.
And then there is the overhanging issue of his treatment of women. Many observers say there may be lawsuits resulting from earlier allegations of sexual misconduct. Producer Donna Dubrow, though, doesn't think there will be any more locker room behavior.
He said certain things that were in fact offensive, and I think it was kind of something you'd expect out of junior high school. I think he has certainly learned to be more respectful. I think that a lot of things that he would say, I think he would be very cautious now to do it.
In any case, those allegations did not hurt Schwarzenegger, and concerns about the actor's inexperience didn't keep one of the state's most prominent Democrats from voting for him. Over the weekend, Attorney General Bill Lockyer stunned state Democrats when he said, "I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he means well." Another 18% of the state's Democrats felt the same way. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.